On this third Sunday of Advent, Gaudete Sunday, let us rejoice and be glad. And we are here to offer our prayers. Anything what is our heart's desires, as what Jesus Christ said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock the door and the door will be opened to you. It's wonderful to offer this Mass so that everyone celebrates joy, not only in the face of coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but throughout the days of our life. So what does it mean for us to be faithful? Rejoice in the Lord always, for in this way, our mindset begins to focus on what is holy and divine, which gives hope and a power to celebrate life joyfully, even in difficult time. This Sunday's Mass is Gaudete Sunday, the Advent of joy, which means Christ is coming and near to us. At Mass, we enter to meet God, and at the moment we make sign of the cross, we bless ourselves, and we are on the mission to listen to His word, receiving Christ in our call to do the act of kindness and becoming missionaries of hope. In today's reading, John pointed out that he was not the Messiah. His mission was preparing people's heart for the coming of the Lord. He was clear enough to understand the call and ready for the mission. John's attitude has so much lesson in life to be learned. Though he was chosen by God, he was humbled, was focused on the mission, was open-minded to do the task with honesty and integrity, even to tell the truth can end his life. What about us? How strong our faith amidst of the storms in life, trial and persecution we have experienced and have letting fear control everything. Sinners and weak are we. God invited us and our hearts are filled with joy, for we are joyfully participate in the mystery of God and He is visible in the life of the faithful. All are welcome to be in God's presence. At Mass, we are one community to praise and worship God alone. With one voice, we sing to glorify God. We care and pray for each other, and we receive Christ so we become a beacon of hope. Every word of God is His wisdom and the knowledge to the right in life. In every response we say means we are focused, alert, and attentive during Mass. In this, we are truly participate in the life-giving ministry of the Church, for we are the Church. As we sing, we pray twice, for we hear the voice of God echoes in our wounded hearts and heals our brokenness. It uplifts one's souls. As we kneel and stand as part of the Mass, we are respectfully follow the liturgy of the Eucharist with profound reverence to God. And as one community, we are the voice, one hope, one living life-giving, which makes the sacrament a true life-giving to go for the mission and ready to serve faithfully. And receiving Christ in the Eucharist is our Eucharistic meal, whom God nourished our faith to believe in Him, even it is impossible, to forgive, even it is hard, to rejoice and be good to oneself, to others, and to God's creation, for it gives freedom to love, be thankful, and rejoice always. At the end of every Mass, we are commissioned to bear good fruits so we can feel heaven on earth. Our participation liberates our soul to be free again, to move forward and see that life is beautiful when all are welcome, respect, and open to serve responsibly, fruitfully, and joyfully. Participating within the Mass means our total commitment to trust in God's power of loving, merciful, and forgiving, and not satisfaction, neither an obligation. So coming to Mass, it's not a boring. What makes it bored is us, if we are not attentive and focused. We are here because we are to pray and do not doubt, to witness and call to serve. For every sacramental life in the church we participate, it gives joy from within. For we are affirming that Christian without God means nothing. But with God means life-giving. It is a joyful moment. And a reminder, Christian joy is affirming when everyone does the will of the Father, faithfully committed for the mission and ministry, knows how to love and forgive truthfully, to bless and be responsible, to pray ceaselessly for a change of heart. Keep doing evil thoughts and are not focused to what is holy and divine can destroy the goodness in every human's heart. As we faithfully believe in God, for today, no anxiety can attack us, our future, because it is in God's hands. No stress at the moment, for we can fully trust in God's promises. No feeling of depression can haunt us from the past, for God can move mountains and help us to be free from any poison of sins that can destroy human dignity. Just live one moment in time, and please be careful with your heart and not to ruin the goodness. Any problems in life we encounter, every decision about to make, miraculous healing we've asked, comfort and healing of the vision we pray, or even at this moment, where are you right now? At Mass, we pray, Jesus is close and near to us, and that is the greatest gift to all, for we have hope in God, and every day is a new beginning to come and celebrate. Life is beautiful with God is in our side and consistent living in His divine grace. In other words, we are not Christians only for Sunday obligations. We are Christians every day from the beginning to the end. So let us live our life to the fullest and celebrate joyfully and never let an hour for God means nothing. It is an hour of new beginning, new hope, new life, and faith-filled. Rejoice always, think positive, and keep smiling and learn to shine again. As the crowd, we too ask John the Baptist, what should we do? Learn to adapt and live in Christian values what we've learned in the church. And pray ceaselessly that we can be good people because we choose to love, we choose to forgive, and peace. For in this way, we know that we are following the true Jesus in our hearts. And the challenge in every day, will you faithfully renounce sin and profess the faith?